record that too. I already have it down.
This is all of his lesson plans.
Test.
Because he's
test. Test.
Oh, thank you for bringing us in here. This is truly a pleasure.
All right. Say one word.
Birds aren't real. That's three, but
say
it's correct.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Hi.
Hello.
America.
Gotta hate you. The door shuts. Have fun.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Okay. All right. So there are some things that we don't question, like the earth is flat, you know, Kubrick faked the moon landing. Birds are real, right? But
that one I agree with.
When do we ever sit down to evaluate these beliefs? And more importantly, why would we? But have you ever seen a bird? A real bird?
Yes.
I think so. At least one.
No.
I'm just going to look at your face the entire time. This is him. I just want to see what this experience does for you.
I don't want to be here.
Too bad. Have you ever thought about how birds are naturally skittish? Isn't that a little suspicious? The answer is yes. And the other answer is birds aren't real. They used to be real, though. Until the 1960s, when the Cold War began.
Why are you putting quotes around
that?
The Cold
War happened.
That was a real thing.
Yeah, I don't know why you have air quotes.
Who was your history teacher again?
Don't you dare.
The Cold War provided the perfect excuse for the Great Bird Genocide. Think about it. Why did we pour trillions of dollars into a war that we never fought? Where are these nuclear warheads, right? Well, the answer is nowhere, because all of that money went to something else. What else? Well, you can't exactly put bird war on the national budget, but you can put Cold War defense. But if the government killed all the birds, why do we still see them? I mean, you can go outside and see some birds right now. I bet if you look out one of the windows in the high school, you'll see a bird just sitting out there. Well, guess what? When the government deployed millions of soldiers to go kill those birds, do you know what they used? Sticks, rocks, bows and arrows, not
to
guns.
Kill the birds? This is how
yes.
they killed the birds.
Do you need soldiers to kill the birds? I mean...
yes.
Question, was ever recorded they killed two birds with one stone?
Oh my god.
Don't talk to me. They didn't use any guns to kill those birds.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Nope. I don't know why.
Well, guns are made of metal. Metal that was being melted down in the basement of the Pentagon to create bird drones.
So all old guns were being melted down to turn into bird drones?
Mm-hmm.
This is Jared Diamond stuff.
Nobody has an old gun.
Guns and steel.
No one has any guns. The government paid them off so that they wouldn't say anything. And if they refused, they just killed them with sticks. Like they did the birds, because they couldn't use those guns.
They were all melted into bird drones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes, the government's plan was to spy on U.S. citizens using bird drones, but they couldn't release them until an opportunity provided itself. And that opportunity was 9/11. Yes, let's move forward in time about 40 years. This was a plan decades in the making. Shortly after 9/11, the Patriot Act was passed. In the Patriot Act, it says that the government will begin spying on you American citizens. But they never tell us how. This is where the bird drones come in. On October 26th, the night the Patriot Act was passed, in the dead of night, the basement of the Pentagon opens, and billions of disgusting, filthy, metal sky rats fly out. And thus began the reign of terror. Now you're asking, okay, I have a perfectly reliable historical account of how and why this happened, but how about some evidence, right? So the biggest issue to address here is obviously how these birds charge. Well, what's all over America, surging with power, and a favorite resting spot of birds?
McDonald's.
Telephone poles. Mm-hmm. Why would birds sit on telephone poles unless they had a reason? Unless they were programmed to? It almost makes too much sense!
Can we just do a quick check and just answer what do you think so far?
What do I think?
Mm-hmm. What's going through your mind?
A lot.
I think you're getting her.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What's next to telephone poles? Roads. What's on roads?
Cars.
Not roadkill. Why? Last year, taxpayers paid $1.4 trillion to the government. But in the national budget, exactly $0 went to roadkill sanitation. So, how do the roads stay clean? In 2002, the government signed a multi-billion dollar deal with Roomba to make a fleet of Roomba vultures.
When do those come out?
They've already been out. They're cleaning up the roads.
Right, but like a Roomba continues to like roam on the ground, right? A vulture picks at dead things and flies. Is it both?
Yes.
So it flies to a place and then it like rolls around to clean up the trash?
No, it flies down and gets the roadkill and then just flies to the next roadkill and gets that.
Yeah.
Question.
So why is a Roomba?
Does it make?
The Roomba noise.
A bird makes the Roomba noise?
Yeah.
Sislo, you're asking the real questions here.
I want to know.
What love is?
You two are love.
I want you to show me.
Couple goals.
Sometimes I don't want you to speak.
Ouch.
So now you're thinking, are there other birds with specific purposes?
That is what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'm like a mind reader. And the answer is yes. Have you ever wondered why the bald eagle is America's national bird? Or why it's illegal to shoot them down?
Why are you still doing air quotes?
It is actually illegal.
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 Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
What's really illegal is spying on U.S. citizens with bird drones. Mm-hmm. All right?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually it's not, because there's not a law against that.
Exactly.
What?
What?
All right.
Okay, moving on.
Well, BALD stands for Biochemical Assault Laser Drone. Of course the government wouldn't want to lose their best weapon, and of course they would want us to honor it, to revere it, to brainwash American citizens into unknowingly constantly consuming bird-loving drone propaganda.
Why are the most expensive drones ones that like hide in trees and like forest areas where like people aren't?
Exactly.
What? How does that like what? Why are we spending a ton of money then, if this is real, for an eagle to be somewhere where it doesn't interact with anything?
That's
question.
What...
Will we have a
Bears
camera?
Beats.
We have a camera on an eagle's nest to see those little baby eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an eagle spying on itself?
Oh.
I'm spying on the eagle.
That's what it wants you to think.
Yep, you got me.
Of course the government's spreading these lies like, oh, birds love trees and the woods. No, they love to hate freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now you're wondering, okay, how about chickens? Well, that's easy. Chickens aren't birds. They have feathers and a beak, but those aren't necessarily bird-specific qualities. Like, dogs have hair and claws. So does a bear. Dogs aren't bears. In the same way, chickens aren't birds.
What other? Yeah, but what other animals have birds or have beaks and feathers that aren't birds?
The government won't tell you because it wants you to think that only birds have beaks and feathers.
Because they're the only ones with beaks and feathers.
That's what the government's saying.
I have a question. Does this early bird always get the worm?
By early bird, you mean bird. word drone, and by worm you mean stealing the freedom of American citizens? Yes.
How long have you been thinking about this?
Now you're thinking, okay, what about eggs and, like, baby birds? Well, new fleet models every year are tested out in spring, and once they're cleared, the big boys are released. And that's why you see baby birds. And then they grow up into the big birds. But have you ever seen, like, a teenage bird? Ever? Have you ever seen that?
Question. The middle-sized ducks?
Is an owl a bird?
Yeah.
That's how they get us at night. She's on to something. She's
right. Their heads spin all.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, and they spin all around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
360 surveillance.
How does science even explain that? How do owls do that?
Yeah, penguins that go underwater. Oh, my God. Ostriches that can go under the earth. Oh, my God. It's happening.
They watch everything.
Okay, what if I've shot a bird, right? I mean, what if a bird flies into a window? They have, you know, blood and organs. Well, guess what? It's a hallucination. The government...
You hallucinate the body parts? Or they do?
Yours is a what if. I have. I literally just set up glass in my yard just for the fun of it.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
The government is putting fluoride in our water for a reason. To make us see birds with blood and organs. Sure, they let these lies like, oh, fluoride makes you stupid. Fluoride makes kids hyperactive. No, it doesn't. It makes every American citizen hallucinate birds as being real.
My stepdad doesn't drink water and he hunts turkeys, though.
There's
fluoride. How does he not drink water?
He drinks everything but water.
Yeah, he eats the turkey and then he believes it.
Oh.
Fluoride in them, too.
Cicelo got me. He just doesn't like the taste of any
Thank
water.
You.
I feel
if
like
the
we should focus on
turkeys drink the water,
it doesn't feel
My
right.
My mom tried.
It
doesn't
Seems
feel
like
right.
A
I don't know.
Speaking of water.
Yep.
Ever wonder why rice sales skyrocket when it rains? You
I've
go to your supermarket and, you know, it's drizzling a little outside. Rice is all gone. Everyone's in line with their bags of rice.
Costco style.
Well, what do you do when technology gets wet?
Throw it away.
No.
Put it in
Send
rice.
Send it to Haiti so they can take care of it?
They're saving the birds with the rice, aren't they?
Whenever it rains, the government takes all the early, non-waterproof bird drones and puts them in an enormous vat of rice in the basement of the Pentagon. The government is essentially subsidizing the entire rice industry. And that's not all they're doing. Ever wonder why birds spend half of the year in North America and the other half in South America? No one does that except for, like, rich people.
Old
well...
people.
Yeah.
What's in South America?
Cocaine.
The drug cartels.
Yep.
How else has the government been getting drugs into America without the help of complex migration patterns of
smugglers,
birds?
Pharmaceutical companies.
Ooh, that's a good
no,
one.
No, they couldn't.
Wait, okay, back to the rice in the Pentagon, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't they notice that there are a bunch of birds going to the Pentagon? Or
no.
These giant trucks.
The fluoride doesn't let you see that.
So it's optional what you see? Does someone control that?
So yes. I don't drink water.
Today, you'll see
then.
Body parts. Tomorrow, you will not see this bird.
Cool!
Or is it retroactive?
Like later on.
Yeah, like Harry Potter.
Erase your memory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fluoride is in everything. Even if you don't drink water. Even if you don't shower.
So do dentists work for the government then?
Yes.
Okay.
They give you your yearly dose.
You think they're putting lidocaine when they fill your cavities? Mm-mm. That's fluoride, baby.
You don't fill your cavities with lidocaine. They just numb your mouth.
Yeah, but they put that in your mouth.
This'll feel better at some point.
You know what I'm saying. They shoot the lidocaine in your mouth.
The water gun?
No, like a shot. Like a...
So they inject it?
Yes, they inject it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Migration, drugs.
Any questions?
I'm sorry. That was a pausing point.
You're just dumb.
There was more to that.
No.
You finished mid-sentence just now.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered? And then that was like basically the end of it. About fluoride. Because that's a thing. Okay? How did... What?
No.
You're right.
Listen. Wait.
Are you done on the migration and the drug cartels and all that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I challenge you, the next time you're outside and you see a bird, and this is for the listeners out there too, run up to it, yell, "Freedom!" and watch it fly away like the filthy, freedom-hating vermin that it is. Thank you.
Nailed it.
I'm better if it just, like, exploded. On spot. Freedom!
Ah! Alright, do it.
I would just like to make a note. Miss Murphy Hansen is now playing something on her computer.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Miss Hansen, that was completely inappropriate. Save the students.
Unbelievable.
I've been holding it in too long.
Unreal. Well, thank you for this.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Best lunch ever.
I'm gonna go eat some chicken now.
Hey, that's what I just did, but mine was in rice.
Chicken?
You're eating a drone.
I thought you said chickens weren't birds.
Oh.
Just drop
mic drop.
Yep, the mic. Do you have anything else to say about that? What is Heike eating right now? Or what did he just eat then?
A drone.
It wasn't rice.
Drone dumplings.
Oh! I'm part of a problem.
Chicken and
dry.
Rice together?
That's the kind of
what
popular
I've been saying.
Well, it's not quite anything. It's close.
Okay, this was fun.
Alright, thank you
thank
so much.
You.
Thank you.